Hello, I'm Patrick Travis. You're listening to the Theater Bites review of the world premiere of Warsaw, playing now at the International City Theater Long Beach, May 1st through 17th, 2026. Some shows that you could look out for in LA that should be on your radar. Well, this show, Warsaw at ICT in Long Beach, a little preachy, but it'll get you there. And The Price, one of Arthur Miller's pieces at the Pacific Resident Theater in Venice Beach, still running through May. I was at ICT May 2nd, and in the audience at my showing, Paul Webb, the playwright, was in attendance. The same playwright that wrote the script to Selma was nominated for Best Picture in 2015. Remember, he didn't start writing until his 50s, so hey, if you got an idea, get it down on paper. Once again, dealing with pivotal historical events, but instead of the Civil Rights Movement, Warsaw tells the story of a unique connection between World War II and 9/11. And besides the historical events of World War II and 9/11, this story is very much fictional. Warsaw is a drama set in a hospital in New York City sometime after 9/11 and the destruction of the Twin Towers. In this play, in a small way, we experience some of the carnage left over with the character Rachel, a doctor in training played by Anna Van Valen, whose former lover was killed in the towers, and she's doing her best to get over it while putting herself into her work, which is at the moment taking care of an old woman named Christiana, played by Suzanne Ford, who survived being hit by a truck driver named Nicholas, played by Spencer Del Carmen. While taking care of Christiana, Rachel develops a friendship with an old man named Klaus, played by Bruce Nowicki, a half-Polish, half-German priest of sorts, because he's not officially ordained, who fought in World War II with a surprising connection to Christiana. I think the message in this one hits even harder with this recent hit to the Voting Rights Act, because things move so quickly now in this day and age. We forget how little time has actually passed because of it. The Civil Rights Movement wasn't that long ago. I bet some remember, like I do, you had to have some serious patience waiting for AOL to load up to check your email. That in this time would feel like an eternity. And that was, for me, in the 90s, in my lifetime, only a little more than 30 years ago. And the way our lives operate now on the internet is so drastically different. It only took 30 years. The Voting Rights Act was only 61 years ago. There's people still alive when it happened, but it seems so far away. And Christiana, in this piece, and Klaus, one of the characters in his 70s and another in their 80s, and they can remember World War II because this play is set in 2001, and they experienced those atrocities and also lived to see the towers being brought down and the destruction that that caused. And there are literally still soldiers that fought in World War II still living today. So much has happened in just 80 years, and that's not a lot of time when you really think about it. Very dialogue-driven, much of the play has very little action and rests strongly on Webb's clever writing and contrasts of these characters that could realistically happen in a diverse city like New York. I'm getting Grey's Anatomy vibes in this piece with some of the dramatic moments, the complexity of people's identities and national pride, and the contradictions that some live with. There are only two settings in this piece, one in the sitting room of the doctor's office that's a very straightforward design from Destiny and Manowal, besides the cool lit-up cityscape shown at the back of the space, giving the set a real cityscape feel. Then there's the two chairs scene dream sequence with Christiana and Dr. Cochran, also played by Anna Van Valen, which are performed well, and we were introduced to Christiana's character in these scenes, but it doesn't do enough to really let us see a difference in the space, in my opinion. There's possibly too much kumbaya in this narrative that makes it seem possibly a little forced, particularly near the end. A wonderful cast and well directed by Karen Desai, if possibly too safe. I give Warsaw an 8.2 out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater. We have a date set to shoot LA Theater Bites live pilot October 1st in conjunction with the OC LA Theater Bites Awards, and two local playwrights have already been booked. We are still looking for a local musical act that has a song that fits the theme for the event. It's a farce. If you're interested, you can contact us through the website.